USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An appeals court ruled on Saturday to temporarily halt President Biden's coronavirus vaccine mandate. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A three-judge U.S. federal appeals court has temporarily blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate for large companies, the court issuing a stay Saturday as other court challenges play out.
As Dr. Anthony Fauci continues making headlines for his efforts to fund horrific experiments on beagle puppies, more evidence is emerging that these kinds of tests have been going on for decades. Animal rights lawyer Shannon Keith.
He is directly responsible, period, and therefore the blood is on his hands. They are performing these horrific experiments on animals that don't actually help human beings whatsoever.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican of Tennessee, on Saturday criticized Republicans who voted in favor of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which passed in the House on Friday night. The House vote was 228-206, with 13 GOP lawmakers joining Democrats to vote in favor of the legislation.
It was very surprising to me to see 13 Republicans basically bail Nancy Pelosi out. She did not have the votes within her own party to do this. We had 13 Republicans that decided to step up and help her in this way. I think what they did was put themselves on a path to early retirement.
The Tennessee senator went on to criticize extended unemployment benefits, the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and efforts to slow oil production within the U.S. The United States has ordered non-emergency U.S. government employees in Ethiopia to leave because of armed conflict, civil unrest, and violence, its embassy in Addis Ababa said on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An update on the International Space Station.
A Russian cosmonaut is now in charge of the International Space Station. NASA's official change of command ceremony taking place aboard the ISS on Saturday, with Commander Thomas Peskit handing over the responsibility to his Russian counterpart.
All the ground teams really across the world made it easy on us to leave and work on board the ISS.
Peskit and his crew now scheduled to undock from the space station on Sunday to prepare for a Monday return to Earth. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The climate change funding included in the infrastructure bill passed last Friday points to an agenda that is wrapped in dollar bills that will do nothing to lower fuel costs and very little to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Mark Meadows said on Newsmax Saturday.
It's not going to be for roads and bridges. I mean, less than 15% of this bill actually was going for roads and bridges. And so when you start seeing trillions of dollars being spent, it's really for leftist policy that 13 Republicans embraced, and shame on them for doing it.
Meanwhile, Meadows said Saturday that the nation's inflation will not come under control as long as lawmakers are passing measures where the numbers start with the letter T and not even billions. Inflation means everyone is paying more for groceries, fuel, and other things they need to live. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.